Warning. In honor of the Equal Rights Amendment finally getting ratified, it's all Florida Woman this week, with a couple of naked Florida men thrown in for good luck. Listener discretion is advised. Coming to you from America's Wang, this is Florida Man, the podcast for Tuesday, February the 18th, 2020.
Each week we bring you stories from the shady side of the Sunshine State, starring America's most prolific criminal, Florida Man.
And coming up in this week's episode 135,
Florida women have a side hustle making ladies look like J-Lo, but they ended up looking like CeeLo.
Another Florida woman tries to smuggle drugs into prison in the usual way.
Florida woman turns man's best friend against him.
And Florida woman and Florida man decide, in separate incidents, to show off their birthday suits.
Plus, a Florida man food fight, fill in the blank, listener email and V-mail, and much, much more.
Oh, here we are on a lovely, warm Southwest Florida night.
Back up in the 80s already.
Back up in the 80s. I can, all those that were out there concerned, we made it through the winter storm of 60 degrees and came through fairly unscathed.
I did get some frostbite.
You did?
Yeah.
Well, you had gloves on.
Well,
you showed up one night to the house with gloves on.
That wasn't where the frostbite was.
Oh. Had that ever thawed out from the permanent frostbite?
You're going to get in trouble. She will kick your ass.
Scares me.
Yeah, me too.
But we got a nice night tonight. Sun's just setting over my left shoulder here. Enjoying a nice Tito's and cranberry today. This is a good vintage, by the way.
2020?
Yeah. January.
Nice and fresh.
Mm-hmm.
We got a one-star review.
We got a one-star review?
Yes.
Is it my fault this time?
It is not your fault this time. They were complaining that there were too many ads in the show.
Oh, okay.
Which has nothing to do with the content of the show. So I would just say, if you don't like hearing ads, go to patreon.com/Florida Men, and you can subscribe for as little as $1 a month. And every episode you hear will be an extended episode and will be completely ad-free.
Yeah, we don't like,
five-star reviews only, please.
No, the people can put in whatever they want, but it's we're doing this to make, it's fun, yes, yeah. But we make money, we trying to make a dollar off this or not, so yeah. We got ads now.
Yeah.
And you have the option not to have the ads.
Exactly.
I spent $4 on Klondike today on my game. I had to buy some dynamite, but that's another
I was
story.
Hoping you met the ice cream bars.
No, I did not, no. I may have to take it off my phone and go back to tennis.
I think we have
maybe we should come up with a Florida Man app. Like a game for Florida Man.
All right, stop talking on the air. We'll talk about this afterward. there is a Trailer Park Boys app or game.
Really?
Yeah. Have you seen that?
No.
I'm surprised it made it through the App Store. They have standards.
Really? Yeah. No, we got a nice... So this day, this is coming on, what, February the 18th? So 4 days past Valentine's,
mm-hmm.
Which... I may get hate mail on this, but I don't care. The abomination of all holidays, Valentine's Day, a.k.a. Valentine's Day. I've always hated Valentine's Day. Always. I don't know why. Well, I do know why. I'm like, it's...
It was there a...
Look, I'm not tearing up right now. All right? I'm getting a little misty-eyed. So I don't want to talk about it, okay?
Was there a scarring incident?
There was lots of scars. Knives.
Ooh.
You know. Twisting knives in the heart, you know, all of that.
Oh, like not figurative
real.
Knife.
Yeah, not real, Joel. I don't have a... I'm here, right?
Yeah, that's true.
Come on, stick with me. But we do have... this is coming out on Tuesday, and then we've got... we'll be actually be in one of our favorite counties in Florida. We'll be in Polk County.
Polk County. We're going to try to
meet up with Mr. Judd, Sheriff Judd.
Yep.
We do have an event going up camping for a Jeep event with a bunch of our friends. If you listen to the podcast and happen to be at Jeeping with Judd, send us something on the Twitter or on the Facebook Messenger, and we'll see if we can find you.
Yeah, it'd be fun to meet up with
partake
some...
of a few adult beverages.
Yeah, exactly. After the rides. After the rides, of course.
Well,
after the rides,
Deering,
of course.
Deering's better.
Don't Deering. Let Judd hear you say that.
Well, that's a good point. Yeah, that is, you know, the one thing, you know, the thing about the one place you don't want to be driving the course hammered is at a sheriff's event.
Yeah.
Probably not the smartest thing you would ever do. But they're usually pretty good because we're raising money for them. So they're not. They've been pretty cool every time we've been there. We ain't done it stupid either.
Yeah, that's true. We didn't.
Mm-mm. Nope.
People have.
We're too old to start trouble.
Last year, somebody hit the RV that I was driving.
Hit the RV.
On purpose? No. I'm sorry.
What, last year?
They were in an RV, and they hit me in my Jeep.
Really?
Yes.
How did that... Yeah, I didn't know this.
Yeah. So they had stopped the RV. There,
in the field? I mean, in the park?
Well, yeah, as we were, you know, as you're leaving the camping area and you'd make that hard hairpin turn to go up into the main event, there was an RV stopped right there and had his flashers on, and the Jeep that he was with was stopped behind him with their flashers on. So I'm going to go around you. Well, he picked the time that I decided to turn in front of him to start going again.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Fucked his bumper up.
Didn't hurt the Jeep, did it?
Scratched the paint on the rear passenger side wheel. Yeah.
Oh, on the wheel?
On the wheel. Oh. Yeah. Rattle can fix that.
But we're looking forward to little outdoor adventures coming up that weekend. Be fun.
Yeah. Hopefully it'll be a little cooler than it is right now.
It's hot. Hotter. And then we got got another event coming up on March the 6th through the 8th.
Yeah, the first weekend in March, March 6th through 8th, we're going to be in Orlando at the PodFest Expo. That's a big podcasting conference.
Actually going this time.
You are. And it's more of a podcasters conference than a podcast listeners conference like the one coming up in July is. But if anybody, I know we've got a lot of podcasters that listen to our show. So if y'all are there, again, hit us up, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and we'll meet up with you.
We'd be happy to accept your first round of drinks.
Yes. Since everything takes place in the hotel.
Yes.
And we don't have to drive anywhere.
Nope.
It's going to be a long weekend.
Yep. Yes. Indeedy dotty.
All right. You ready to get started?
All right. Here we go. Story number one. Something's off.
What?
I forgot my cushion.
Now be careful, because you remember what happened last week.
No, actually I don't. What did I happen? What happened last?
Well, you'll need to listen to the outtakes on the patron version.
You put it in the outtakes?
Oh yeah. When you're talking about your nuts being squished, I will definitely throw that in the outtakes. See, this is what you get for the $1 a month.
Uh huh. Fantastic. All right, here we go. Story number one: Florida women, plural, accused of illegally performing butt enhancements.
Enhancements.
What is that? Enhancements. That's a. They want a more delicious looking booty. Is that? Is this the gist of the story?
I think that might be the intent.
The intent,
not necessarily the.
Kind of like Sir Mix-a-Lot. I like big butts and I cannot lie.
Yeah. Well,
you other brother can't deny.
You know that song. If you listen to the lyrics, 36, 24, 36. If she's 5'3", that's his standard.
Right.
The girls that get up and start dancing
in the video are not anywhere near that.
Well, I'm not even saying that. I'm saying when you're at an event or a club or a wedding reception or whatever, and they start playing Sir Mix-a-Lot, ain't nobody on that floor has seen 36, 24, 36 since they were about 12 years old.
Well, in all fairness, Joel, neither have we.
True, but I don't get up and dance.
All right, here we go. This comes to us from local10.com via David at floridabeerblog.com
and floridabeerpodcast.com.
When two Florida women decided to meet who they thought was a client at a hotel in Doral, they didn't know the room was wired for audio and video, and that the person asking for their cosmetic enhancement services of a butt injection was an undercover operative.
You ever given a butt injection?
If I could reach you right now, I would throat punch you. If I wouldn't tear up half the equipment in this room getting to you right now, and plus I'm lazy.
I'm not saying received one. I'm saying given one.
I'm not even answering that. It's none of your damn business. The arrest forms.
That'll get you smacked.
Oh, yeah. The arrest forms for Marcella Salt, age 61, and Stephanie Ramos, both of Hialeah Gardens. State that both Salt and Ramos begin explaining to the operative that she needed four bottles of an unspecified liquid substance and begin showing the operative what the product would do to her buttocks.
So did Salt get rid of Peppa?
Oh, stop it. You've been saving up for that one, haven't you?
I did, yeah.
You probably wrote that down somewhere.
I didn't even have to write it down because I knew I would remember Salt and Peppa.
The arrest form states that as they begin to set up the room, the takedown signal was given. And the pair was arrested.
I wonder if Salt and Peppa ever toured with Sir Mix-a-Lot. You would think they probably have at some point.
I don't know, Joel.
It's that same era.
I cannot answer that. Where was I? The search of the items brought into the hotel room by Salt and Ramos revealed lidocaine, antibiotics, prescription antibiotics, Xanax, and Foresight?
Fioricet is Fioricet? How I pronounce it. Yeah.
The arrest report stated.
And I think Fioricet, I looked it up.
Matthew from Washington State, this is not my fault. This is actually a very complicated word to say.
Yeah, no, drugs don't count.
Drugs don't count in my tally.
So Fioricet is a combination drug. It's actually three different drugs. Caffeine, Tylenol, and a barbiturate.
Oh. Caffeine to get your blood pumping faster so it hits works faster.
It's mainly made for tension headaches.
Neighbors of the pair said the charges were hard to believe, describing the women as pleasant.
Now, if you look at the link in the show notes for the mugshots, these girls have permanent bitch face. Not just resting bitch face. I would not describe...
Let me look. I ain't seen it yet. Let me look.
...them as pleasant looking.
Ooh. Ooh, that's a lot of collagen in those lips.
Yeah. Something tells me it's maybe not legal collagen either.
Another woman who said she's staying at their home claimed to not be aware of the arrest. Salt and Ramos faced numerous charges, including practicing health care without a license, possession of a prescription drug with intent to sell or deliver, unlawful use of communication of a communications device. The hell is that?
That's basically what they get you for when you make phone calls to arrange illegal activity. Yeah.
And possession of a controlled substance with intent to sell. Miami-Dade police said they are searching for other potential victims who have been treated by Salt and Ramos. Anyone with other information is asked to call the police or Miami-Dade Crime Stoppers. So they were shooting this stuff in people's butt to make them...
In a hotel room. What makes you think that if somebody is going to be giving you discount butt injections in a hotel room, that is anywhere near A, safe, or B... legal.
You ever seen that show on, I think it's TLC or something, that does the plastic surgery disasters?
No, I haven't.
I forget the name of it, though.
But I can imagine this would be something on that list.
Damn.
There's some plastic surgery disasters in these mugshots.
You know, there's lots of things I would say lots. There's a few things on a, you know, if I could wave a magic wand and change my appearance that I would target first. But
yeah,
pumping shit in my butt cheeks is not one of them.
No.
All right, that came out wrong. Pumping.
Well, you didn't say between your butt cheeks. Yes. Usually the shit comes out of your butt cheeks.
I know. We're not going there. They know what we mean.
Yeah.
Injecting shit in my butt cheeks is not exactly.
Yeah, no. Guys typically don't want to make things.
Have you seen that human Barbie doll thing?
Oh, she's fugly.
No, he.
Oh, the guy. Oh, the guy. The Ken doll.
The
yes.
Ken doll, not the Barbie. Yes. The Ken doll.
No, but I've seen the girl that, or the. Woman, she's older than me, that that had all the plastic surgery to look like Barbie, and from the neck down, from the neck up,
Barbie been rode hard and put up wet.
Oh, I don't even think it been rode. Story number two.
It's local.
Yes, fentanyl, cocaine, meth, and pills found hidden in Florida woman's groin. That's usually where they're finding them.
Yep.
Unless it's a bag full of drugs.
Bag full of drugs, yeah.
It is usually in the hoo-ha. This one comes to us from the Fort Myers News Press. A Florida woman who was being checked into the Lee County Jail on drug charges was found to have bags of fentanyl, crack cocaine, methamphetamine, and pills stuffed in her groin.
A.K.A. hoo-ha.
Sure, News Press. Groin. Shayla Darian Whitford, age 27, of North Fort Myers, remained in jail Thursday on 16 charges, including smuggling contraband, possessing drugs without a prescription, and possessing cocaine. Bail was set at $43,000 at her, and her arraignment is going to be March 18th.
Did you see the picture?
I'm sure I did, but...
Oh. $43,000, huh?
Yeah, and she's 27.
Yeah.
While being checked in, a female deputy asked Whitford whether she had any contraband or illegal items concealed in or on her person, and Whitford reportedly said no. During an examination, however, a female deputy found a lump near Whitford's groin area and removed a plastic bag wrapped in toilet paper, authorities said. The deputy reported finding in the plastic bag two other bags containing a white powder, two bags containing a crystal-like substance, and a cigarette wrapper containing two off-white rock-like pieces. She also reported finding a cigarette wrapper containing a square blue pill and a small bag containing two pills, including one partially dissolved.
How was it? It dissolved inside? No, not in the bag. The bag.
Not in the bag. No, but authorities said that the bags that contained the white powder tested positive for fentanyl, and that the crystal-like substance was methamphetamine. The two off-white rock-like pieces were presumed to be crack cocaine. The pills were alprazolam, which is Xanax, a controlled substance, as well as prescription-only but not controlled rosuvastatin calcium, which the brand name is Crestor, so that is for cholesterol. And I don't know why you would smuggle that into the...
I don't know why you... Yeah, dang, knock yourself out on this one, bro.
Tizanidine hydrochloride, which is used to treat muscle spasms, authorities said. Before being taken to the jail, Whitford had been arrested Tuesday morning on Breeze Drive in Suncoast Estates on suspicion of possessing cocaine, a controlled substance, and drug equipment.
Not exactly your stand-up citizen.
No, and it'd be hard for her to sit down, too.
All right, story number three from one of my favorite websites from The Smoking Gun. Florida woman arrested for smearing dog poop in fiancé's face after beating him. Damn.
Wonder if they're still getting married.
It's a bad night. A domestic argument turned repulsive Friday evening when a Florida woman smeared dog feces in her fiancé's face. Police report. Sheriff's deputies...
I'm just...
It's a bad day.
God.
Sheriff's deputies responding to a disturbance call at a St. Petersburg home spoke to a man who said he had been engaged in an argument with his fiance, Jane Marie Faulkner, age 41. During that confrontation, the man told cops Faulkner repeatedly hit him and smeared dog feces in his face. Where'd he get the damp? Did she go outside and get the feces?
Who knows? Maybe they were outside. Maybe the dog shit inside. You never know.
Faulkner, who was
if they were fighting, maybe the dog got scared and just dropped a deuce right there on the kitchen floor. You know, it happens.
Faulkner, who was intoxicated, reportedly, quote, spontaneously admitted to deputies they did smear dog feces in the face of the victim.
Oh, they? I think that's like she.
Okay. Faulkner, cops added, was unwilling to provide any more details of the argument.
Yeah, I smeared the shit on him, and now I'm lawyering up.
I'm lawyering up. She was arrested on a domestic battery charge after deputies judged her to be the, quote, primary aggressor during the 9 p.m. confrontation.
Yeah, I think wiping dog shit on somebody.
Kind of hard to hide that. To deny that.
Yeah. And you can't say you were not the primary aggressor at that point. That pretty much trumps anything else, unless you get shot or stabbed.
Yeah.
Dog shit is like the fight winner.
Faulkner was released from the county jail late Saturday evening after posting $2,000 bond. A judge has ordered her to have no contact with the victim. Faulkner will also be outfitted with an ankle monitor that detects any alcohol usage. They have ankle monitors that detect alcohol usage?
Yeah, because you sweat it out a little bit, it can detect.
No.
Yeah, you can't even use hand sanitizer when you're using those things because they'll go off.
Wow.
Yep.
Oh, here we go. All right, I got to take a deep breath for this one. According to court records, Faulkner's rap sheet includes convictions for grand theft, disorderly intoxication, possession of drug paraphernalia, careless driving, battery, disorderly conduct, marijuana possession, resisting an officer with violence, theft, and narcotics possession. It is unknown whether the wedding is off due to the events of the weekend.
Well, come on. That's the only thing I wanted to know.
I know. That's the punchline. And they were happily wed at First Baptist Church of Fort Myers.
Through sickness and in health. Through dog shit.
I think that'd be the only... even if it did go through, if somebody, when they stood up and said, does anyone object to these couple getting married? I think I would have said it.
You know the dog's going
to
bark. Yep.
I object, Your Honor. But you're the one getting married. I know. I object to this.
Why did you even show up then, dude?
Or into the tux.
I mean, that... Seriously, if it doesn't say where on his face she got it, but like if she got it like anywhere near his nose, you know, he's going to be smelling that for days. I mean, it doesn't matter like how much you wash. You're going to keep smelling that shit.
Literally. Food fight! Now it's time for the Florida Man Food Fight.
This week, our Florida Man Food Fight comes to us from NBC-2.com. Another local story. Florida woman exposes herself in a restaurant. And her husband asks to go to jail, too. That's a nice little gesture for him to do coming up here on the Valentine's Day holiday. That's, you know, sweet.
He wanted to go to jail with her?
Yep.
Well, she is naked. Maybe she is she hot?
Well, let's see. On February 4th, Naples police officers arrested a Florida woman for disorderly intoxication and arrested her husband, too, because he told officers that he wanted to go to jail. Lori Salo, age 49, and her husband Peter Salo, age 51, were arguing with a bartender at the dock on Creighton Cove in downtown Naples, the report said. Now, I don't know if you're familiar with the dock, but it is a very, very, very nice, classy style restaurant.
Okay.
A bartender at the restaurant was upset with Mrs. Salo for putting her feet on the bar and showing underneath her skirt.
Wow.
No, more.
Meow.
Oh. She put her feet on the bar and she was fully exposed. And at that point, I asked them both if they could leave. I took their drinks and asked them if they could leave, bartender Anthony Hayes said. Hayes told the couple that he'd call the police if they refused to leave, and the couple responded by yelling vulgar and racist comments. Mm. Quote, she was saying how disgraceful I was, look at my filthy black self, and things of that nature, unquote, Hayes said. During the argument, Miss Salo said, I don't have to go anywhere because my dad is the chief of police.
Oh, boy.
During the argument, Mr. Salo tried to get his wife out of the restaurant and back to their hotel room that was in the building next door, the report said. A Naples police officer arrived, but Mrs. Salo kept refusing to leave. She began grabbing at an officer's hand and asked him to take her to jail. When the officer was escorting Mrs. Salo to the parking lot, he told her that going back to the restaurant was a one-way ticket to jail. Trying to get Mrs. Salo to cooperate, Mr. Salo grabbed her by the arm and tried walking toward their hotel. Then Mr. Salo asked an officer, will you just walk my wife up to our room and sing her a silly song and lullaby? That's the husband. Phil, you ever have to escort a overserved female companion out of a restaurant and or bar establishment?
Yes, I have. Yes.
It's not fun, is it?
No.
Yeah, well, Mr. Salo here, I guess, didn't exactly make the best decision by asking the cop to come sing her lullaby.
Sing her lullaby.
Because shortly after, Mrs. Salo was put in handcuffs and was walking toward the patrol car when her husband said, if she's going, I want to go too, and began to act erratically so the officers would arrest him. Mr. and Mrs. Salo both went to jail that night.
Fantastic.
They were both charged with trespassing and disorderly intoxication. The manager at the dock at Creighton Cove said the restaurant has a zero tolerance policy for any type of behavior like the one displayed Tuesday night.
Fantastic. Good for you, the dock.
All right, you ready to fill in the blank, Phil?
All right, it's time for fill in the blank. I feel good this week.
Okay. You did well last week.
I did.
All right, here we go. Fill in the blank. Florida woman arrested for asking 911 how to file blank.
How to file tax returns.
Incorrect.
Oh, shit. How to file. File her nails.
Incorrect.
Damn it. How to file a restraining order.
Incorrect, although that is the closest. She asked how to file for divorce. A Largo woman was arrested Friday for misusing 911 by calling and texting the number to make non-criminal complaints about her husband, police said. Police said Sylvia Shoemaker, age 69, used 911 multiple times via text and phone to ask for things like a counselor and how to file for divorce. Mm. Police responded to Shoemaker's residence early Friday morning around 1:50 a.m. Shoemaker was reportedly, quote, highly intoxicated, unquote, when being questioned by police. She was arrested and charged with misuse of the 911 system.
Damn it. I thought sure it was taxes. Damn it.
Well, you know, you all three things you guessed were things that I figured you might try to guess.
You truly thought she was how to file your nails?
Yes.
That's all you did?
Yeah.
We've been doing this too long. All right. Story number five comes to us from NBCMiami.com.
Oh.
Florida man finds a naked intruder in bed.
This is the first Florida man story tonight.
Naked in bed.
Yep.
A Florida man is telling his story after finding a naked intruder in his bed in the middle of the night. It wasn't pleasant, I'll tell you that much, says Brandon Hall.
Now, it depends on who the intruder is and how attractive they are.
Look, I'm telling you, if I came in this house and there's a naked dude in my bed.
Well, it doesn't say dude yet. It just says intruder.
Oh, good point. Okay. Hall was taking something out of his car when the intruder allegedly broke in. Hall walked into his Collier County home around 3:30 a.m. Wednesday, said he heard voices, but thought it was just the TV. The sound was actually coming from inside his bedroom. When I opened my door, my stuff's on the floor, and there's just a naked guy sitting on my bed. He said, I mean, there's no other way to put it. The naked stranger was 38-year-old John Lyles, a man who said he lived nearby. Maybe he just got confused.
That's possible, especially in Collier County. Lots of gated communities, planned communities where all the houses on the street
look like
the same. Yeah, the same floor plan, everything.
He kept saying that he lived here. And the next thing you know, he said that someone had sent him here. And then we don't really know anyone around here. Hall rushed outside and called 911. Lyle continued to stay inside the residence. When deputies arrived, Lyle was wearing a robe, but he was still exposed.
So he put on the guy's robe?
Yeah.
Dang. You can keep that, buddy.
You can't unsee that kind of shit.
And you can't wash that out, no matter how many times.
Lyle didn't know where he was and admitted to smoking crack cocaine earlier.
Oh, okay.
He told the deputies he was off his schizophrenia medication.
Oh,
geez. Uh-huh. How about that shit, Matt, from Washington State? I got schizophrenia on the first try. And there's a Z and a K in there.
There's no K in there.
There's not?
No.
Well, there ought to be. Kyle was taken into custody. Deputies say he made threats while in the back of their patrol car. It's crazy to think about it, Hall said. It could have gotten a lot worse.
Yeah, absolutely. Wow.
That's freaky.
Yeah, some crackhead.
Busts up in your house, gets naked sitting on your bed, and then takes your damn robe. There's nothing sacred. What happened to a man's home is his castle. He crossed the moat, went straight into the damn drawbridge, and shacked up in the master's chambers.
At least the princess was in another castle. Story number 6. Florida woman punches neighbor for not inviting her kids to a birthday party. This one, once again, comes to us from NBC-2.com. Quote, can my children come to your grandson's party? Unquote. That is the question Amanda Dom asked her neighbor before losing her cool. Deputies arrested Dom Thursday after she barged into her neighbor's home and attacked her, according to her arrest report. The incident was reported on South McCall Road, all because Dom's children were not invited to the party next door. Dom is accused of marching over to her neighbor's home and demanding her kids attend the birthday party for Kim's grandson. Kim's answer was a strong no, and she told Dom to leave her property. Instead of leaving, Dom decided to attack. The detailed arrest report said Dom's husband had to calm her down. The husband pulled his wife outside of the home as she continued to kick and punch her neighbor. The attack left Kim with a swollen cheek. Her ears and lips were also injured from getting beat. Dom lost a fingernail, and she lost her cell phone inside Kim's home, which were two key pieces of evidence deputies used to arrest her for burglary with assault or battery. Dom has bonded out of jail.
Now, there's lots of parties that I may have wanted to attend, and maybe got my feelings hurt a little bit that I wasn't invited. But you suck it up, and you go do something else.
Yeah.
You don't go over there, hey, can I come over to the party? No. Were you invited? No. Well, then no.
Yeah, you don't. If somebody else is having a party... And you weren't.
If they wanted you there, they would have invited you.
Exactly.
You weren't invited.
Yeah. Especially neighbors. I mean,
yeah.
Especially for kids.
I wonder what their history was. If the kids played together before, if they just had a beef or something the parents did.
Well, it sounds like it's the grandkids of the woman who got her ass beat. So maybe it wasn't even like kids that they knew.
I know. Hey, you got a party? Hey, can my kids come?
No.
Maybe she's looking for a babysitter.
Seriously.
A free babysitter for the afternoon.
Yeah, exactly. Maybe she's done that before, too.
Florida? But that's America's wing.
They prefer the Sunshine State.
Well, that's the show for this week, folks. If you want to hear more, please subscribe to the podcast. Use the links in the show notes or at floridamanpodcast.com/subscribe.
If you like the show, please rate us 5 stars or leave a review on Podchaser, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or wherever you listen to Florida Man.
For updates about the show, like and follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and the Twitter. We are at Florida Man Pod.
To suggest a story for us to cover on the show or the quickie episode, just send us an email to floridamenpodcast@gmail.com or leave us a voicemail at 567-432-9674. And we got 2 emails this week, Phil.
Got 2.
Yeah. First was from our patron, Wally. He said, Patron Wally here. The lady in listener quickie 131 looks like if Benicio del Toro got ugly crying drunk after his new puppy got hit with a car. I can see that. She's got a little Benicio.
Yeah, I like that. That's cool.
Yeah, and then our second email is from Corpus Delicti.
Ah, here we go.
You
don't understand what this means.
I know what bless your heart feels.
Yeah, that's the country way of you just got slammed.
Yeah, so the subject
is
Phil, bless your heart. Thank you so much for the shout out. Yes, to confirm, it is the body of the crime. Yes, to confirm, it does come from the movie Friday. It is definitely a must-see movie. See you guys in Kansas City. Phil, I'll buy you a beer and explain if still needed. Bye, Felicia. Jen. P.S. Love the show. And yes, that includes Phil.
Well, all right. At least I got a little something at the end. You don't know what that is. That is just like, bless your heart. That is the country way of
calling you the R word.
That's of the finger. It is. Bless your heart.
All right.
Mm-hmm. But I deserved it. I'm man enough to admit it. I deserved it. But I will take that beer. If you would like to support the show, you can send us something from our Amazon wish list. The link is in the show notes. Or you can drop us something in our online tip jar at paypal.me/floridaman. Or to get early access and extended ad-free episodes and other cool stuff, you can subscribe at patreon.com/floridaman.
And we'd like to thank those Patreon subscribers personally. They are at the Jacksonville tier, Cassandra and Wally. At the Tampa tier, Allison, Joaquin, David, Roxanne, Stephanie, Colin, One Foot in the Grave podcast, Kat, Michael D, and Michael M. At the Tallahassee tier, Tony, Kurt, Koneth, Erica, Heather,
woo-hoo,
Paradise After Dark podcast. Oh, they let me know this week. They are going to be at the True Crime Podcast Festival in July as well. They've got their tickets booked.
Okay. I saw that, didn't I? And I got a little slam from that too.
I did send you with a text.
Yeah, I got it.
I had to scroll quite a bit because I had a lot of good scores on the crossword puzzle.
Yeah, that's nice. Yeah.
She said, tickets are purchased. I said, awesome. Now we just have to get Phil on board. And she said, what the fuck, Phil? Hog tie him and throw him in the back of the van.
Hog tie him.
Hog tie you.
I don't know if I just got scared or aroused. Whichever one it is.
Oh. Anyway, the remaining people at the Tallahassee tier patrons are Nicole, McKenna, Matt, Taya, JP, and Matthew from Washington State. And we have at the Daytona tier, Kim, Katie, and Jessica. At the Orlando tier, Steve and Danielle. And at the Miami tier, the Space Coasties and Travis.
Travis refuses to follow us on the Twitter, doesn't he?
Yes.
Like every week.
Every single week.
Every single week.
We have a scheduled tweet that, or a scheduled Facebook message that says follow us on Twitter.
I think it's hilarious. And every week he plows back, nope.
Nope.
Have you followed us on Twitter? You should. He replies back, nope.
It's like he thinks that we're actually typing that in. It's not just something that automatically goes out.
I think it's
Monday.
Hilarious.
Yep. This week, our Patreon bonus story is about a naked Florida man who tried to take an ex-military MP Florida woman hostage. And you can only hear that story if you're one of our Patreon subscribers.
This program is provided for information use only. No warranty or professional relationship is implied and no refunds will be granted.
Views expressed on this program are solely the opinions of Shadyside Media, LLC, and are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, prevent any disease, and do not imply an endorsement by our sponsors, spouses, families, employers, each other, or the Florida Board of Tourism.
Any rebroadcast, reproduction, or retransmission without the express written consent of Major League Baseball is prohibited. All suspects should be considered innocent until proven guilty in a court of law.
This podcast was recorded at Southern Audio Production Studios in Fort Myers, Florida, and mixed at a kid's birthday party next door.
And as always, we'll finish up tonight with the Ballad of the Florida Man. And Tracy, kiss my ass.
Florida Man, might be crazy, might be stupid, he's a Florida man. He's got his feet in the sand while he works on his tan. He's got an annual pass to Disneyland. He drinks his beer from a can, he lives in his van. It's a mobile tiny house inside. He's Florida man, Florida man. Might be crazy, might be stupid, he's a Florida man. Florida man, he's a dumbass, but we love him, he's a Florida man.
Yes, indeedy dowdy. The preceding podcast is copyright 2020, Shadyside Media, LLC, all rights reserved.